From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Obama is in the middle of his fourth trip to the Gulf Coast to inspect cleanup operations from the BP oil spill. A short time ago, he spoke to reporters in Theodore, Alabama. Mr. Obama said the government is mobilizing all of its resources to fight the oil spill, but he warned it won't be cleaned up overnight.
All in all, we are confronting the largest environmental disaster in our history with the largest environmental response and recovery effort in our history.
NPR's Scott Horsley joins me now. Scott, the president's previous visits to the oil spill region have all taken him to Louisiana. This is the first time he's seen what's happening in the other Gulf Coast states. Tell us about his day.
That's right, Michelle. As the oil is moving to the east, the president's visit is taking him in that direction. He had lunch today in Mississippi with the governor and some business people. He visited a cleanup operation in Alabama. He'll spend tonight in Pensacola and tomorrow meet with some Florida officials there.
When he returns from the Gulf tomorrow, he will deliver a primetime address from the Oval Office. That's a first for him.
That's right. We've had a lot of speeches from this president, but never from the Oval Office until now. Again, he's trying to show command of the situation, even as that well continues to gush oil into the Gulf of Mexico. And also, I think, to offer sort of a sober prediction for the American people of what we can expect over the next few months. He offered a preview of that today when he said it's going to be painful, it's going to be frustrating, but he said, I promise you this, things are going to return to normal.
So managing expectations.
Exactly.
Looking ahead to Wednesday, BP executives will be at the White House, and it's hard to imagine that meeting is not going to be tense and probably a little bit prickly.
Well, yes, although a BP official did tell the Washington Post that as of now, they expect it to be constructive engagement rather than a public spanking, as we might have expected. We have had some tough comments from this White House about BP. What the White House is saying today is they expect it to be a frank conversation. BP did score some points over the weekend when it complied with the administration's order to accelerate its efforts to contain the oil that's still coming out of that well.
One of the things the president will likely be talking about in that meeting is BP setting up some kind of escrow fund to pay the claims to people who've been hurt by the spill. Senate Democrats want the company to set aside $20 billion, a lot of money. Is that a figure that the White House is embracing?
The White House has not put a dollar figure on what they want this escrow fund to be, but they do say they expect it to be in the billions. The president met today with some business people in Mississippi who have seen their income decline by 40% as a result of the spill. Obviously, some fishermen have seen their incomes go to zero. And the president says he wants to have a system in place whereby those folks who have been hurt by this spill will be paid justly, fairly, and promptly. There have been complaints that some of the payments have not been prompt by now.
Also, a little bit of news late today. The president named some additional members to his advisory commission, that commission looking for ways to make deep-sea drilling safer. Can you tell us about these new members?
Well, the interesting thing is that as a group, they lean green. We have the president of an environmental group, the Natural Resources Defense Council. There is a former NOAA official. There's the editor of a book entitled Long-Term Environmental Effects of Offshore Oil and Gas Development. So if anyone thought this advisory commission was going to give a speedy green light to a resumption of deep water oil drilling, I'd say the appointments today indicate otherwise.
Scott, thanks so much.
Good to be with you.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley.